Tonight, I would like you to open your Bibles, if you would, to Matthew chapter 24. Matthew chapter 24, and we're going to look at verses 4 through 8. First of all, I'm going to read it from the King James Version, and then Brenda's going to read it from one of her favorite translations, the New Living Translation,
yeah.
Right?
Yep.
All right. Here's what Jesus said in verse 4. And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. Now that tells us right there that he's warning us that it's possible for us to be deceived. Mm-hmm. And so he tells us now, take heed, watch, make sure that you don't be deceived. And then verse 5, it says, for many shall come in my name, saying I am Christ, and shall deceive many. Now notice in verse 6, and you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. Well, there's wars going on right now. It's not a rumor.
No.
So he says there's going to be wars and there's going to be rumors of wars. But notice with me, he says, see that you be not troubled. I think that's one of the biggest deceptions that we could yield to when the heat is on, when the pressure is on. Yielding to the cares of this life, yielding to the cares of what's going on in the nation or in the world. But at any rate, he says, for all these things must come to pass. Say it with me, they must come to pass. But then he says, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences in earthquakes. Have we seen those things?
Yeah.
Notice with me, in divers places, many places, and these are the beginning of sorrows. Now notice with me again, in Matthew 24, he categorized a list of signs that would confirm the end of the age and that his return was soon at hand. And so what these signs are, they are occurrences that Jesus said would happen with greater frequency and intensity as we approach nearer and nearer to the wrap-up of the last days.
Wow.
How many of you know that Jesus is coming soon?
Yeah,
now, Rick Renner is an awesome man of God. He lives in Moscow. He is a Greek scholar. And he said the following, if we could pull up his statement. It says this, his purpose was not to scare us. Aren't you glad?
Amen.
But to do what?
Prepare us.
Not to scare us, but to prepare us so that we would be informed and spiritually equipped to navigate a last day's tempestuous storm.
Wow.
He went on to say, and I'll quote him, the Holy Spirit didn't give us the prophetic insight to scare us. Rather, again, he gave it to prepare us so we would avoid the tempestuous, detrimental end time manifestations, and so that we could live, everyone say victorious.
Victorious.
Living victorious until Jesus comes again.
Amen.
Jesus did not shed his blood. He did not go to the cross. He did not go into the belly of the earth, into hell itself for 3 days and three nights, so that we could be sad and bummed out believers. He did these things so that we would be delivered from the powers of death, translated into the kingdom of God's dear Son, and as heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus, reign right now in this life.
Amen.
In the midst of the nasty now and now, we are still more than conquerors.
Amen. And we can see things going on all around us. And that's why I believe you had that in your heart to start with this verse. And I read it today out of the NLT in Matthew 24, verse 4 through 8. I want to read that out of the NLT. Jesus told them, don't let anyone mislead you, for many will come in my name claiming I am the Messiah. They will deceive many. And you will hear of wars and threats of wars, but don't panic.
Yeah, good.
And so when I read that today, that just kind of jumped off of the page at me, the word panic.
Yeah.
We're hearing so much of people having panic attacks all over the place, like never before. And so I actually looked up the word panic, a sudden overpowering fright, acute, extreme anxiety.
Yeah.
And if we just focus in on what's going on around us and looking on social media, even just sitting and listening to the news, we can get full of anxiety. And we can start to panic of what's happening in the world. Well, you just read it. Jesus told us that at the end of this age, we're going to, don't be shocked at all of the bad news that's going on around us. He went on and he said, these things must take place, but the end won't follow immediately. And then he just reiterates what you just read. There will be famines and earthquakes in many parts of the world, but all this is only the first of the birth pains, with more to come. Of course, ladies, how many mamas do I have in here? We understand birth pains. All the mamas know what it means to be in labor. It might start out slow. You may be able to still do your dishes or walk around, but more, like this said here, there's more to come. But there's more to come. And as time progresses and the pains increase, it demands all of your complete focus. And that verse, in verse 8, it said, you read that, the beginning of sorrows. And again, we want to quote something that Rick Renner said. We'll just summarize it.
That word sorrows actually means birth pains.
It means
travail.
Travail, absolutely. So that's what Jesus meant when he used the word sorrows to describe this slot of time that we're in right now. The very same Greek word describes the contractions of a pregnant woman. She experiences as the time of her delivery draws near. And you know, most generally, labor starts out a little bit slow, but it reaches that point where it demands all of her attention. And I think that's where we're at right now. We can see the birth pains happening in the world. By using the word sorrows here, the very Greek word for a woman in travail, Christ is telling us when the moment of his return and the conclusion of this age is right upon us, that these signs will occur with greater regularity and greater intensity.
That's true. And we're seeing that.
We're seeing that. Jesus also said these last day contractions will begin slowly at first, but the events will occur closer and closer together like birth pains until they will seem to be happening with rapid fire, one after another. And we see that happening in the Earth's atmosphere. We see that happening with hurricanes and storms. We see that in the physical structure of the Earth. We see it in the politics. We see it in world events. What's happening is the end of this age. It's about to wrap up.
That's right. That's exactly right. And so we know that prayer is so important, do we not?
Amen.
Someone said years ago that purposeful, powerful prayer paves the way for the impossible to become possible.
Amen.
So as man would look at the situations going on in the earth, they would say, man, it's impossible.
That's right.
But God sees it differently. Mm-hmm. And God has placed within each and every one of us the ability to see, the ability to rise up as a church and to pray prayers, praise God, that will literally shake things up. So listen to this statement. Even though prayer is powerful when believers pray in fact, God's word commands that we pray, right?
Yeah.
But prayer cannot keep this prophetic season of perilous times from happening in the last of the last days.
It will.
It will be inescapable. So prayer can, though, however, help us to overcome in Christ.
Yeah.
In the midst of these perilous days, he can provide deliverance and protection for those that we love. Amen?
Amen.
For our family, for our church, for the Bay Area, for the USA, for Israel. Praise God.
Amen.
For what's happening at the ports, for the devastation that took place on the east. Oh, my goodness. The Bible says here in James chapter 5, verse 16, Let's go ahead and read it together. Ready, read. Confess your faults one to another and pray for one another that you may be healed. Now here it is. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man
availeth much.
I like that verse.
Absolutely. And we want to talk about that verse, but you know, something just came up in my heart because we don't want, again, we don't talk about these things to get scared, but to prepare us. And I love something that one of our dear friends, Mark Brzee, has been praying. He's been praying at noon for quite a while, since 2020, pretty much, Monday through Thursday. And as he was praying, this is what he has been seeing for some time. And he uses the word ominous, but he says he sees this dark cloud coming over our nation. We can see that has been happening, but simultaneously, so we don't center in on the darkness the perilous times. Simultaneously, he is seeing a glory cloud.
It's
almost like this, like that one author said, that one book, the worst of times and the best of times. So people that are not in the kingdom of God are going to suffer, and there's worst times. I mean, there's bad things that are happening, but we're not going to center in on that because we've got a bright cloud that we are operating in, and we are anticipating the sorrows, and all this stuff definitely is happening. But at the same time, folks, glory to God.
Yeah.
We are going to experience the greatest glory that we have ever known.
Yes.
I believe that. We are the glorious church.
Yeah.
And we're not going out of here all beat up and all downtrodden. We're going to go out here operating and functioning in the glory of God.
Absolutely.
And that's what we pray. That's to the end that we pray. That's from the place that we pray.
That's right.
That is what our effectual prayer brings on the scene. It brings the glory of God. It brings an outpouring of the rain. And that word effectual literally means perpetual. It means it's a continual dispensing of His
continual power. Dispensing.
Continual.
The continued.
Amen.
Prayer.
The continued prayer of the righteous man does avail much. And we know, again, that dark cloud, we know that the enemy is working constantly and consistently. But we also know that we are told to pray without ceasing.
Yeah.
And as we offer our supply of powerful prayers, make a difference. Just like it says in James 5:16, you want to read out of the Amplified. It says this, the earnest, heartfelt, continued prayer
of a righteous man
makes tremendous power available. And then I love that part, dynamic in its working.
Yeah.
Those words, earnest, heartfelt.
Yep.
There's so much going on in our world. You said this to me today, that sometimes it's easy to
get calloused. Well, I think for Christians, you know, we need to make sure, we know the Lord is on our side, but are we on His side?
Yeah.
We don't want to be flirting with the world, right?
No.
We don't want to let that dark cloud impact us.
No.
And yet there's a lot of Christians that are on the fence.
True.
And we need to be praying for our brothers and sisters in Christ. Amen?
That's right.
That they would turn from their wicked ways, as 2 Chronicles 7 says.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to understand the Lord's on our side, but are we on His side?
That's true.
And see, one of the things I think that's happening, even in Christianity, is the Bible talks about the love of God does what? It's waxing cold. And so when we're talking about praying, we got to make sure that we're praying with compassion.
That's right.
That we're praying with our heartfelt prayers are motivated by the Spirit of God and by the Spirit of love.
Amen.
You know, thank God, God didn't give us a spirit of fear. Say it with me. God didn't give us a spirit of fear.
God didn't give us a spirit of fear.
But a power.
And a love.
And of love. And of a sound mind.
And a sound mind.
Talk about compassion a little bit.
Amen. Because you know, like you had said that to me today, that even when you look at different Christians, their hearts can get hardened and calloused against God. But even those of us that love God with all of our heart, when we see tragedy after tragedy and devastation after devastation, but it's not personally maybe affecting us, sometimes we can just okay, well, you know, God help them. And
right.
But we need to have the heart of the Father.
That's so good.
That's why he said it's the earnest heartfelt. Mm-hmm. We don't want our hearts to get hardened and to get callous to all of the stuff that we see going on around us. We want our hearts to remain sensitive to the Holy Spirit and full of compassion toward people that are hurting and are suffering. Powerful prayers stem from a heart of compassion.
I love,
when you begin to take on what you know that what other people are going through, you don't take it on, but you sense their hurt and their pain. Patsy Caminiti, again, I mentioned her in the beginning, but she said this: compassion is a bridge from God to people.
So good.
Compassion is a bridge from God to people. And when we have his heart, our Father, God is love. And when we have his heart, we look at hurting people.
Mm-hmm.
We look at the lost. We look at people that are going through difficult seasons. And we don't say, oh man, you brought this on yourself, or oh, you shouldn't have done that. No, compassion moves us to pray. That's what moved Jesus. Just think about it. When he was walking and he saw that one village and he said, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the labors are few. Then what did he say? Pray that the Lord of harvest would send out labors. It was compassion that moved him. And Jesus didn't isolate himself even from people that were in difficult situations, that people that were going through horrible things physically. Think about even the woman caught in adultery. He never isolated himself from the pain of people, but he reached out in compassion.
That's right. He was right in the middle of the hurting people.
Absolutely.
He was right there raising the dead. He was right there ministering life to people. He is a God that showed up on the scene. Amen?
Amen.
Thank
Amen.
God he wasn't a politician.
Oops. No.
But some recent events, you know, let me just read a couple things. After hitting Florida's Gulf Coast, Helene tore through the southeast and ravaged western North Carolina with floods and mudslides. The death toll has risen over 175 right now. And counting. There's hundreds of people that are literally missing. There's towns and there's villages and there's suburbs that don't even exist anymore. It is one of the worst that has ever happened. After making landfall as a Category 4 hurricane and tearing through the Gulf Coast of Florida, Helene plowed through Georgia and walloped the Blue Ridge Mountains, washing out roads, crushing landslides, and knocking out power and cell service for millions of people. Think about that. I mean, people freak out when Verizon went off for about 5 hours, you know? And, man, I couldn't make a call to my loved one, and I was, you know, I said, thank God my text works. But I went down to Verizon, and there was just people lined up. You'd think that, you know, there was some sort of devastation that happened. But think about these folks, millions right now without electricity. Millions. People literally on their roofs waiting for help. Roofs caving in and people dying. It's a tragedy. Washing out roads, causing landslides, and knocking people out of cell service and so forth. Across western North Carolina, towns were destroyed, water and fuel supplies were disrupted, and residents were in a communications black hole, scrambling for Wi-Fi to try to reach friends and family. Officials raced to rescue survivors, locate victims, and restore flood-damaged water systems. With the death toll to more than 175 as of Wednesday, Helene is the deadliest hurricane to strike the mainland United States since Katrina, which caused nearly 1,400 deaths in 2005, according to the National Hurricane Center. In western North Carolina, experienced a historic disaster. Pounding rain, flash floods, dangerous landslides savaged the area around Asheville in western North Carolina, putting the region into a crisis mode. It's like a mini apocalypse, someone said. And so, you know, what is our response? Well, you know, it's wonderful to be able to send money. And thank God for Samaritan's Purse. And thank God for different charities that have been raised up. And thank God for the Church of the Living God. Praise God that is putting their money where their mouth is. Amen? But I tell you, one of the greatest needs right now for those people in those areas is prayer.
True.
They need our supply of prayer. And the thing that came up in my heart just a little while before that we came out is these words, restoration from devastation.
Yes.
Restoration from devastation. And so we know that the Lord is right there in the middle of them to bring help. We know that the angels of the Lord are there because they have been dispatched through the prayers of the saints. Amen? And I think also during a time of devastation, during a time of tragedy, we need to also pray that people that don't know Jesus would draw near to Him. That they would come to Him. Amen? And that people that were on the fence and kind of one foot in the world and one foot in the Word every now and then, maybe attending church once every year or twice a year, we need to pray that the prodigals will come in. So that's, in a sense, it's like a, it's a wake-up call, right? We know that God did not send that tornado, that hurricane. We know that evil spirits, principalities and powers and rulers of the darkness of this world are behind that. But we've got His number, right? We've got His number. So we're going to lift up our voice tonight and we're going to pray. There's so many things to pray about this month. We could pray about Israel. We need to be praying about the election. Can someone say amen?
Amen.
We need to pray that the elections will be fair, right?
Yes.
And that, that there'll be a transition of peace and that there won't be a lot of crazy, wild things happen as a result. Amen?
Amen.
But tonight, just for a few minutes, we want to hone in. We want to center in on what's happened over there in the East and all those people. So you can find a place of prayer. You can walk, you can sit, you can kneel, or whatever the case might be. But let's just tune up just a little bit. What do you mean tune up? Let's just pray in the Holy Ghost for a few moments. Glory to God. Father, we come before You tonight in the name of Jesus. We thank You for the privilege to pray. We thank You, Lord God, for the unction to pray. Oh, thank You, Father. Thank You, Father. We lift up the people, Lord, there. In North Carolina, we lift up the people in South Carolina. We lift up the people in Florida. Those that have experienced devastation, we hold them up before the throne of God right now. And we are asking, Lord, as a church tonight, for You to stretch forth Your hand, stretch forth Your healing hand, stretch forth Your restoration. Mandolo broko masiste menea, rosa matile broko mana. So we surround them right now with our faith. We surround them with the life of God. We surround them with the love of God. Oh, thank You, Father, for moving, for moving. Lord, give the responders eyes to see. Give them eyes to see. Help them to find those people. Help them to find those people that are lost. Help them to find those folks. We thank You, Lord, for the miracles, the miracles, the miracles, the miracles for protection for those people. And the miracles, Lord God, for discovering where they are, Lord. Oh, ribasinde, stretching forth Thine hand, stretching forth Thine hand to lift them up out of the slides, to lift them up out of the mud, to lift them up out of the devastation. Oh, ribasinde, we lift them up in the name of Jesus. Oh, brikese matai, bring de le boku sheva, non de le bisila mandro seblende kamaha. In the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, we pray for a restoration. Arista malite ambrobashteana, long that it may stay up. Resources, Lord. Resources. Manpower, Lord. Oh, Ramakasine. The equipment, Lord. The equipment. No. In the name of Jesus, we stand against the forces of hell. We break Sandre Bastese. Oh, Rondi Basaya. We take our place tonight, right here in the Bay Area. Oh, thank you, Father, for giving us supplication. Thank you for giving us intercession on their behalf as we stand in the gap. Oh, bring ye Samania. Oh, bring ye Celebrende. Oh, Mriki Shandro. Pasondre Manita Lamore Nima Sala. Omri di Shelama. Ha ha ha. Miracles, Lord. Miracles, miracles. Recovery. Recovery. Mande basta. A recovery, Lord. A recanabashengle bakandle. A recovery, Lord. A recovery. Amrokasema of resources. Resources, heaven's resources, angels. We loose you, release you. Go. Ministering spirits, go. Oh, remati shelebranda. Oh, nimasahe. Oh, reme shemala basale mondola. Oh, reme di shelebrondo, ministering angels. Oh, monine makaliando. In the name. We pray for a turnaround. We pray for a turnaround. A turnaround. A turnaround, Lord. Ah, thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father, that you Lord, we thank you that you said you are very present help in time of trouble.
Yes, Lord.
And Lord, we've heard, we've seen that there are people that are, they're trapped. They're abandoned up in remote areas. The roads have been destroyed. Those that may feel all alone. Those that may feel like they are isolated and they are cut off and there's a bakata and there's no help for them. Lord, we thank you that you are a very present help in time of trouble. Lord, we thank you for manifesting your presence. Lord, that you surround them with your mercy. You surround them, Lord. Wrap your arms of love, your arms of compassion around them. Those that have lost everything, those that have lost loved ones. Oh, Lord, let them let that be a reality in their lives. You are a very present help in time of trouble. Lord, if all they can say, if all they can do is say, God, help me, that gives you entrance into their lives, into their affairs, into their family. We're asking you to show yourself strong. And we're asking for the presence of the Holy Spirit to hover over that entire region. For one of his functions, he is our helper. He is our helper. Oh, thank you for divine supernatural intervention. Thank you for divine supernatural help for those precious ones in that area, in the mighty name
name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, our helper, our helper, and our comforter. We call upon the ministry of the comforter, the Holy Spirit. Oh, masubria de bajebrata. Supernatural comfort. Oh, mamasibringidi da da masate. Thank you for it, Lord.
Glory
thank you for it,
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Hallelujah. Lift up your hands. Let's
Hallelujah.
Give him praise right now. Glory to God. Thank you, Father,
Hallelujah.
For the supply.
Thank
the supply
you,
of the Spirit.
Thank you, Lord.
The supply of the Spirit. Even as the Apostle Paul said, we know this too shall turn. This too shall turn. Because of the supply. The supply of the saints. The supply of the saints. Praying effectually. Praying effectually. Making tremendous power available. Oh, Rabasiste Mandea. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for a restoration. And Lord, we thank you not just for millions of dollars, but we thank you for billions of dollars. Billions of dollars. Billions of dollars in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. May our government do the right thing, Father, in the name of Jesus. May they be Johnny on the spot in Jesus' name. Oh, Ramasistea. May the body of the anointed one, the body of Christ, do the right things financially. Oh, Brikistea Maha. Lord, we pray that those in Washington, D.C. will wake up in Jesus' name. That they will wake up in the name of Jesus. It's hard to tell who's running the nation right now. But, oh, Father, we stand in the gap right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, brike semblambarendeshtea. Alamaso remenian. Awake, awake in Jesus' name. Do that which is right. Do that which is right in God's sight. Oh, brike samarondelebeshte. Ah, rabakondelebeshe. Lonta lamaye. Oh, rindish celebron de la Basea. And Lord, for the ports on the eastern coast, the ports on the eastern coast, and those strikes that are taking place, Lord. We name la Paseanda. Oh, ramakish de la Mranda. May those in authority not just sit idly by and twiddle their thumbs. May they rise up and do what is right. We come against that devastation. That $5 billion a day of loss to our economy as a result of that strike. In the name of Jesus. Come on, saints, offer your supply. We're not being critical of anybody, but it's time for us to step up to the plate. It's time for us to do that which is right in the sight of God. Oh, Rabasi de la Moranda. In the name of Jesus, you foul spirit coming against our economy, you evil spirits that would try to bring devastation into our economy, we bind you in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus. We loose brenda la bashebla matande. Oh, rundi sefanaya. Ongli matengle mandandiongo gyambadehe. Oh, ramasa. Oh, ramasa. Oh, Ramasa. Oh, Ramasa. Oh, Lord, our eyes are on you. Our eyes are on you. We're looking unto you. We're looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Oh, Remeshteama. Our focus is not on what man can do, but what you've already done. And what you're even doing right now, seated at the right hand of the Father, making intercession. You are our high priest. You are watching over the prayers of your people. You are watching over the faith-filled words of your people. Oh, and you will perform it. You will perform it. We believe in these last of the last days, you're putting on a grand performance. Woo, Ramasanda Lamasa. A grand performance. A grand performance. An invasion of your glory. An invasion of miracles. An invasion, La Moronde de Bestala Brondo Lobaconda. An invasion, Lord, of your presence. Oh, that, oh, Ramasanda. Those dark clouds will not trump the glory of the Lord. They shall not trump the glory of the Lord. Oh, Ramasiste Manimandabasa. Come on in. Come on over to the Lord's side. Come on in. Come on over to the Lord's side. Come on in. Come on back. Come on back. Blampo Sambribidi Shela Maha. Come on in. Come on in. Come on back. Oh, Ramasandididi. Stop playing church games and wake up. Wake up in the name of Jesus. Body of Christ, arise. 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 Arise, body of Christ. Oh, Rimesti Maha. Oh, Rama Kasite Lebalinde. That's right. Pray that, honey.
Take
your place.
Take your place and take your position. For you are seated far above all principalities and powers and rulers of darkness of this world. But you got to take your place. You got to sit in your seat of authority. So come on up. Stop looking at what's going on way down here. No, no, no. You got a higher place. You got a brecha paracha. You got a view of you seated together with me in heavenly places. So come on up. Come on up. Come on up. Take your place. Take your position. Hapata soprata. Oh,
be that light.
Yes,
be that salt. Be that light. Be that salt. Be that light. Omri basanda. Oh, remeshtea. Everyone, everyone on board, everyone on board, all aboard, all aboard on the victory train, all aboard on the victory train. Repassarine, oh, rindi batisalemondre, afashanda. Yes, this is the church's finest hour.
It is.
For the church shall arise. The church shall arise in great glory and in great power. These are the days of the glory. These are the days where many will turn. Many will come. Woo, glory to God. They're going to come in. They're going to come in from false religions. They're going to come in from different places, in different walks of life. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Ha, ha, ha. Briki samata.
They come to the light. They come to the light. That's why you must shine bright. So Paquerita, put off carnality. Put off the works of the flesh. Oh, Makisunto, stop dealing in masubre. Stop aklimaru. Stop allowing those things that dim your light to take a stronghold in your body, to take a stronghold in your mind. No, no, no. You got to shine bright. Shine bright. Arise. Rise and shine, for the light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen up on you. Yeah, gross darkness is out there. Sure it is, but that's why you need to shine bright. For those that sit in darkness, ho 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 ho, they're looking for the light. They're looking to ha ha. They're looking for a place where they can find help. Ha ha ha. So be the light. Oh my shobre. Woo, walk in the light, walk in the light, walk in the light, walk in the light, carry the light, shine the light, ha, 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 ha. For the path of the righteous, it's not going to get darker, it's not going to get harder. No, the path of the righteous gets brighter and brighter, ha, 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 ha. And you can, and you can invite people to join you on this path. You can invite people to walk in the light with you. Ha, 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 ha. Oh, you do it, Tamasa. You do it by shining bright. Yes. You do it by praying powerful prayers. Woo. That calls the power. powerful prayers, what do? They cause the darkness and the yokes of bondage to be removed.
Yes.
They cause that darkness and that spiritual blindness on people's eyes to just be annihilated. Ha, 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 ha. Oh, be a carrier of the light. Be a prayer of the light. Ha, ha, ha.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Walking.
Ambassadors of light.
Yeah.
Ambassadors of light. Representing the King of glory. Ambassadors. Woo, glory to God. Ambassadors. Ambassadors. Not with a condemning word, but with a lifting word. With an encouraging word. With an exhortive word. With an edifying word. Glory to God. Ambassadors. Ambassadors. O ramatishtelamana. O ramakasistenimatro. Even those who once walked in the light, who will no longer walk in the light, be that ambassador. Be that ambassador. Let them know. Let them know of the love of God. Let them know that the Father's arms are open. Hallelujah. And it's time to come in. Time to come in. Time to come in before it's too late. Before it's too late. Oh, mrikistamane. Oh, ribishtea. For time as we know it is about to end. Oh, mrikistema. No time. No time to play around. Oh, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Ministers of reconciliation. Ministers of reconciliation. Ambassadors. To wit that God was in Christ. Glory to God. To tell them that God was personally present in Christ. Not holding their trespasses against them. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for moving on their behalf. And now we lift up the Middle East crisis in the name of Jesus. We lift up Israel. Ha, ha, ha. They are the apple of His eye. Glory to God. Say with me, Israel is the apple of His eye. The eyes of the Lord are running to and fro throughout all the land of Israel. And He is showing Himself strong. He is protecting them.
He is protecting them.
And He is causing them to remain safe in an unsafe region. We declare and we agree with them that no weapon formed against them
shall
prosper. For the hand of the Lord is upon that nation. For that nation is the apple of His eye. The hand of the Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you've given them wisdom, Lord. You've given them supernatural wisdom from David's sling to the Iron Dome to all the things that you've given them, Lord. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And help our leadership, Lord, to do which is right. Help our leadership to do the right thing. Help our leadership not to compromise. Help our leadership not to back down and to back off. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And now we pray for the soldiers that are going into Beirut. The soldiers that are going in actually into Lebanon. Come on, let's lift them up. All the IDF. All the IDF. Glory to God. And we pray for our military. In the name of Jesus.
Some of our military have been assigned to go to that region. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Thank
you for protecting all the military that are fighting terrorism. That's what they're doing. Fighting the agenda of the enemy. Me, fighting anti-Semitism. Lord, we thank you that you protect them. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Ha 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 ha. Oh, manda rebo shobri da 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 da. Ebrevide, enigisibruta, eninimisoporeta, andreto, torreta, kadata. And we speak this over your nation of Israel. No weapon formed against them shall prosper. Lord, how our hearts did rejoice when we saw all those missiles being shot at them and exploding because of the wisdom that you gave them, that Iron Dome and the David sling. Lord, we thank you. No weapon formed against them is going to prosper. Hallelujah. Thank you for the peace of Jerusalem. You told us to pray for it.
That's right.
In Jesus' name.
Praise the Lord. You remember years ago when we were over there with Miss Billy Brim and we were on a tour with her, and every morning on the bus, we would take the 91st Psalm, and we would pray this for protection over ourselves. Mm-hmm. Well, I want us all to stand right now. I want us to put the 91st Psalm up on the screen tonight, and we're going to sing a song of praise. I'm telling you what, good things have happened tonight.
Amen.
Things have been accomplished. So let me lead you in the 91st Psalm. Let's begin in verse 1. Let's declare it like this. Psalm 91, verse 1. Amen. Say it with me. We dwell in the secret place of the Most High, and we abide under the shadow of the Almighty. We say of the Lord that you are our refuge. You are Israel's refuge. You are the soldier's refuge. You are their fortress. You are our fortress. You are our God. And in Him we trust. And we declare, surely you deliver each and every one from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. You cover all of us with your feathers. And under your wings we take refuge. We are not afraid of the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day. Verse 7, 1,000 may fall at our side, and 10,000 at our right hand. But by the grace of God, it shall not come near us. Only with our eyes shall we behold and see the reward of the wicked. Woo, glory to God. Because we've made the Lord our refuge, even the Most High, our habitation. Oh, say it real strong. No evil, no weapon shall befall us. Neither shall any plague come nigh our dwelling. For you have given your angels... Oh, you've given them charge over them. You've given them charge over us. Woo, glory to God. And you are keeping us. And you are keeping them. And you are keeping our nation. As we draw near to you. As we humble ourselves. As we pray earnestly. And we turn from our wicked ways. Oh, you will hear from heaven. Woo, glory to God, and bring healing to our land and healing to our nation. In Jesus' holy name, everybody shout amen.
Amen.
Woo, glory to God. Let's say it together. We're going to sing a song here before we go. Say it with me. Raise your hand toward heaven and say,
for the Lord is good.
And His mercy endures forever. Say it again, for the Lord is good, and His mercy endures forever. Well, I think we ought to sing a song of praise. Now, of course, you understand that these are prayers that we need to be continually praying about. Amen? And this month, we're going to hit it. We're going to hit it real strong, both with ladies' prayer and on Wednesday night. It's just going to be an awesome, awesome month. Amen?
Amen.
Let the Lord be magnified.
Amen.
Let the Lord be lifted up. Amen?
Lord be lifted.
Woo, glory to God.